Welcome to the Midlife Mom Podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Lewis. I'm a coach for midlife moms with a background as a mental health therapist. I help midlife moms who are feeling lost and stuck to be able to discover and create their dream midlife. Let's do this. Hey, midlife moms, welcome back to the podcast. This week, we're going to be talking about what you must know about going after your dreams. So last week in episode 55, I talked about starting to believe that it's possible to obtain your midlife dreams. Now, what can happen as we start to believe in having these dreams or obtaining these dreams? You may not start to notice that your thoughts that come into your mind are not always in line with the goals that you're going after or the dreams that you have. Sometimes these thoughts don't always serve us, and it's good to just notice this. Some examples that can come into our minds related to going after our dreams or thoughts that don't serve us can be things like, this is never going to happen, or I don't know how to achieve this dream, or someone like me isn't able to do this. Or maybe the thought is going to be, why are you even trying this? Or I'm worried if I go after my dreams, I won't get them, etc. The brain, it goes on and on and on. If you notice your brain going to these thoughts, know this is totally normal. Our brains will offer us all kinds of thoughts throughout the day. And our brains are designed to keep us safe and also to conserve energy. So sometimes going after big dreams or things that seem unachievable or require effort, the brain may not want us to put that effort in or that level of discomfort, like wanting to avoid that. So just know if you are noticing these thoughts, that's totally normal. And I'm going to talk today about some things that can be done if you notice this happening. Which the first thing is just to notice that it's even happening. Of like, oh, I'm having all these random thoughts about that I can't do this or I can't achieve this or it's not going to happen. Something I will do when this happens is I will sometimes even thank my brain. Like I'll be playful about it and say, oh, thank you, brain. Like I don't need those thoughts, but thank you. Thank you for trying to protect me. Or sometimes I'll say, you know what, we're not believing this. Or thoughts that I notice that are more repetitive in my head, I will say, you know what, we're done. We are not going to believe this anymore. This is not serving us. And I'll be kind of stern about it. Like, no, I'm not going to choose to believe this anymore. Another thing that can be done when these thoughts come in, and sometimes, again, they're just random, is just to notice them and then watch them float by. The analogy could be like a cloud. A cloud's floating in and then it's floating out. We can do that with our thoughts, these thoughts that don't serve us. Watch it float in, watch it flow out. Or it could be like a leaf that's trickling down a stream. You see it coming down the stream and you're watching it, and then you watch it go on down the stream. You can also ask yourself, are these thoughts serving me? And if they're not, again, just watch them go by. The tendency that we may have is to engage with these thoughts or to get entangled with them. The analogy that I like to give is with these thoughts, when we get entangled with them, it's almost like we're jumping into this spider web by grabbing onto these thoughts and we get stuck in them. So we don't want to jump into these thoughts. We don't want to jump into that spider web. We want to just watch them and let them go by. Now, the next thing you can do is ask, If you notice that these thoughts aren't serving you, ask a question like, what are some thoughts that might serve me better? Here's a couple of examples. Maybe this is possible for me to achieve my dreams. Or I'll be able to figure this out. Another one, this dream is something that I can have. Or another one, I can at least try. It's definitely worth my efforts to try. And here's one of my favorites that I like to tell myself. I'm going to be comfortable if I don't try. So why not be uncomfortable and work towards my dreams? Because the thing is, either way, we're going to be uncomfortable. If we have dreams and we don't go after them, there will be the discomfort that we feel in not going after them. And as we go after these dreams, there's also going to be the discomfort in going after them. Either way, which one do you want to choose? Now, this is not about, let me just think positive. This is about being conscious of the thoughts that are coming in. And as we're aware of those thoughts that are coming in, deciding not to entangle with them if they're not serving us, and then we can consciously direct our brain to other things that we want to believe. This is a rewiring process of the brain, and it can be really helpful in going after things we want. Now, I have an example of this that I think illustrates this idea pretty well. Years and years ago, I was working part-time for somebody that needed help in their business and in their home. And I was talking with this individual and telling her that I had thought about going back to school. I had already taken a few classes and was thinking about going back to school. It had been something that had been on my mind for a long time. I was probably in my late 30s, young 40s at this time. And when I shared this with her, she said, "Oh, but you'll be too old by that time." Like, when I decided to go back to school, I would be too old. Guess what I did with that thought? I totally latched onto it. I grabbed onto it. I got entangled with it. And I was like, oh, she might be right. Maybe I will be too old. And I believed her. I believed that thought that she offered me. I don't know how many years later it was after that. It may have been 5 years later. And I kept filling the pool to go back to school. I had played with different ideas of what I wanted to go back to school for, but ultimately came back to going back into mental health, because I initially wanted to do that years and years ago when I was getting my bachelor's degree. That was the direction I wanted to take. And so I decided that I did want to go back into, or I wanted to go the direction of mental health therapy, and started exploring which route I wanted to use to take, you know, to go that direction. And took courageous action. Obviously, it was very uncomfortable going back to school. There were a lot of dynamics that I encountered, especially being a little bit older going back to school. But there were also advantages with going back to school and being older. Years after I went back to school and I got to the point of graduating, I remember specifically sitting in my graduation ceremony, and I'm looking out over the audience and I'm feeling so good that I had gone after this dream. And it wasn't easy and it was uncomfortable, but I had gone after it because I started believing maybe I really could do this. I shifted that thought of, oh, I'll be too old, to, wait a second, I can totally do this. My life experience will help me to be, you know, do really well as a therapist. And I started really believing that. And as I was sitting there in the graduation ceremony looking out over it, I felt so much gratitude, and I thought to myself, I was not too old to go back to school. Look what I just did. I went after a dream. So that is my example of being able to believe that it's possible and being able to notice the thoughts that aren't serving us and keeping us from going after our dreams. I did an episode, it was episode 49, where I did an interview with my husband on how thought work helped our marriage. I've been working on my thoughts and being aware of my thoughts for many years now, and it's impacted a lot of areas of my life, and one of the areas was my marriage. And so I did an interview with him related to that. So if you're interested, you could go listen to episode 49. So as I wrap up, being able to understand our thoughts is huge in going after our dreams. The reason is once we become aware of some of these unconscious thoughts that are just coming in, once we bring them to our awareness, then we can look at them and say, do they serve me? And if they don't, then we start to let them go. Again, we watch them float away. And by doing that, it helps us to basically, we're learning to dissolve those thoughts and we're directing our brains to other ways of thinking. It's a rewiring process. And this is very, very key in being able to go after your dreams. I hope this is really helpful. And if you have questions or you want to connect with me, I'm on Instagram at Midlife Mom Coach, or you can email me, same name, midlifemomcoach@gmail.com. And I will see you next week on the podcast.
If you're enjoying what you are learning on this podcast and would like to learn more about working with me as your coach, you can message me at midlifemomcoach@gmail.com, or you can reach out to me on Instagram. Midlife Mom Coach is my handle. We'll see you next time on the podcast.